It's not too late to get in on regular NFL season action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Commercial Insurance. Business owners, meet Progressive Insurance. They make it easy to get discounts on commercial auto insurance and find coverages to grow with your business. Quote in as little as 7 minutes at progressivecommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers. Discounts and coverage selections not available in all states or situations.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe. A News Talk original podcast.
Hello, it's Sean Defoe here.
And I'm Ivan Yates.
And this is Calling It, the final call. We have been drilling down to all 43 constituencies, one episode at a time, one constituency at a time, examining how many seats are up for grabs, which candidates are running.
And then I'm calling it, and today I'm recalling it.
The revisions episode, as we call it. We've reached that moment of the campaign. We always said we were going to look beyond the original predictions, because look, some of these we did 3 weeks ago, and the campaign changes everything, and there have been plenty of big moments, even though generally it's been seen as a dull campaign. So looking back on the 174, how does this rate in terms of the last two you did? Is it tougher calling it this year?
Well, first of all, I got more help this time because you were doing it. The situation is that I really got involved. I left politics in 2002. Really got involved in punditry in 2007, where I was doing odds. The odds on everyone, would they get in with it? And that was an innovation, no one did it. And Mark Fitzgerald, Garrett's son, said it was the best election I ever had. And I said, I wasn't a candidate in 2007. He said, no, you were ubiquitous. 2011 was fairly straightforward because it was just a landslide against Fianna Fáil and that went like Skittles. Yeah. 2016 was actually fairly okay, because there still was, Fianna Fáil hadn't fully recovered, but they made huge progress, and there was still the essence of a 2.5-3-4 party system. Now we have a 10 party system. I never saw anything like 2020. Because what happened from start to finish, like Sinn Féin literally went from 12% to 24%. And I was talking to Sinn Féin people and they just didn't run enough candidates. Like, I never saw anything like last minute change your mind. And you must remember, most people don't engage with politics and they're pretty apathetic. So once they're asked in a kind of black and white way, once every 5 years, what do you think? They can't resist the opportunity to give the political system a kick in the groin, which makes it, I call that viral voting. Like, they don't know the candidate, they just decide they're going to go for a particular brand. And I do see in the last week, people who had decided last June they were not going to come out and vote and not going to vote Sinn Féin, I see some of them now wanting to register a protest and will vote Sinn Féin. So I can see Sinn Féin getting 20%, which means in a lot of areas where they just have candidate chaos, they'll get a seat that I wasn't given it to them originally. And Carla Kilkenny is a prime example of that.
Yeah, well, hold on to that thought, because we are going to get into the revisions. I think you've 8, is that where
you
wanted
to? Well, put it like
to...
this, 8 and a few I need to discuss, because depending on which side of the bed I get out, I have different things to say. You know, there are about, well, first of all, 685 candidates is just not viable, because 440 of those have no chance. Mm. No chance. And if they think they have a chance, they're absolutely delusional. So this is going to slow down the whole count process. Yeah. Instead of tea time on the Saturday, getting first counts and getting results, I actually think it'll be tea time Sunday before there's clarity on the direction of travel for the last seats. Like, remember this, I was in an RTE studio at 9 o'clock on the Monday night, which was supposed to be the post-election script, and we were only getting the first count in Ireland South. Mm. Like, so, like, the sorting is slower, they take more tea breaks, you know, there's 20 candidates plus where there should be 12.
Yeah. And yeah, it's going to be a long count, like you say. So we're going to, the format of this, we're going to go through the predictions so far, then we're going to get into the revisions. I've done my own predictions this time.
Yes, this
as well.
Is really important.
You said to me
because
in episode
someone
one,
else has to be hanging out here.
I know, I'm going to put my neck on that block with you for Monday morning or Tuesday morning, whatever it is. So I've done my own. They're slightly different.
Good.
To run through your totals then of the 43, because the way we did this, we did them all individually, and then totted them up at the end and weren't really looking at a big picture
strategy.
Which you
did, because I actually, the people always ask me the totals, and really I'm saying there's 43 different elections. There is no, between Louth and Longford Westmeath, there is no commonality. Virtually at all, particularly with the McGann factor in Louth. Yeah. So, I mean, so what I'm trying to say to you here is this, that I am head down, focused, and the balls land wherever they are. I never start with the totals and work back.
Yeah. And a lot of people have been listening to this throughout the parties. In fact, I think the Taoiseach may even have been listening to it, or certainly his people will be listening to it, because I was at a press conference with
him
this
week.
He's
not happy with me.
And I couldn't help but feel he might be indirectly talking about us. Take a listen.
There have been far too many people who've tried to predict the outcome of Irish elections and gotten it so wrong. Do you remember Eamon Gilmore, nice man, he was going to be Taoiseach? Do you remember Fianna Fáil were going to walk the last election and Fine Gael were going to have to back them from minority? They lost 7-8 seats in the general election. Fianna Fáil lost the last election from opposition. Do you remember that? People always try to predict the outcomes of the election, and because of the complexities of our system with the transfers and where final seats go, invariably all of us get those predictions wrong.
My ears were burning.
Were you?
As he was,
Well, put it like this, I mean, I found at Bowdenstown this year, you know, someone said, Taoiseach, to Micheál, are you getting tetchy? And he said, Ivan Yates started all this. So I am, the one thing everyone is completely at idem on, and we have a few complaints which we need to deal with as well, is that Ivan Yates is a complete bollocks. So that's agreed. That's a starting point for everybody.
Now, our next jumping off point. So the totals that you have predicted for Ireland's general election 2024, here to date, so far in our 43 episodes, Fianna Fáil, 50 seats, Fine Gael, 36, Sinn Féin, 31, Labour, 11, Sóc Dems, 6, Solidarity People Before Profit, 7, Aintu, 1, 4 for Independent Ireland, 28 Independents and Others, as you put them into a group, and none for the Greens. And you know, I was at another press conference, Ivan, this week. Roderick O'Gorman also isn't happy with you.
I think Ivan will be eating his words come next Saturday. We're getting a really strong response on the doors. I think people see what we've done. People recognise the importance of having us in there. And I think I think Ivan will be eating his words.
Can I say that I'm absolutely agnostic? I have no skin in the game for any party, and it gives me no pleasure. In the last election, I was giving Catherine Martin a seat. I was giving Green seats that nobody predicted. The problem for the Greens, and I've spoken to their director of elections and others, they say, well, we're getting lots of number twos and threes. The problem is converting to one. So if you support the government, you want to continue the government, you're going to go FFFG and whatever order you like first. Are you going to include the Greens? They're of the government, but are they really for the next government? So say, like last time, Greens were the biggest recipient to Sinn Féin transfers, mm-hmm. anti-establishment. You're seriously telling me they'll get the anti-government vote? So I think they're actually caught in a situation. There's a lot of goodwill towards the Greens. A lot of their agenda is very important, but they're neither fish nor fowl in a situation where there are two distinct narratives.
Yeah, I think I don't think they're going to be on zero. I'll get into my predictions later on. I predicted my thinking being there is that goodwill, and when people focus the minds, they'll say, actually, kind of want these guys back in certain constituencies where they have
and
a good
luck to them. Good
now,
luck to them.
Now, let's get into the first of our revisions. Which one do you want to start with?
Well, we'll start with Carlo Kilkenny, okay. Simply because I'm not changing my big picture here, which is 3 Fianna Fáil, 1 Fine Gael. I said that there would be one opposition, and I tentatively said Adrienne Wallace of People Before Profit.
Which I said no chance. Yeah,
exactly. So I've changed my mind on this. Both of the Sinn Féin candidates didn't make it to the local elections. I think that Sinn Féin's brand will get them a seat. They'll be ahead of all the other protest candidates, and therefore I think the slightly strongest one is Natasha Drennan, and therefore I'm changing it from Wallace to Drennan.
She's the South Kilkenny-based candidate, Natasha Newsom Drennan.
Yeah, and I think if you look at the pattern of Catelyn Funchen's vote, it will go back to that brand, and I think she's stronger than the Carlow candidate.
Okay, right. So she's going to come in there. This is really hard to call because I just find it very difficult to get to three Fianna Fáil here.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do it last time around. Mm-hmm. The transfers might be better this time around. That's probably their best hope, that they come in on the transfers, and the Business Post poll shows that.
Fine Gael's a lot weaker.
But the last time Fianna Fáil got three here was 2007. This isn't a 2007 style election for Fianna Fáil.
There's a lot of coincidences with 2007. It was 2007 was before the crash.
Yeah.
It was a lot of things. Like, actually, this resembles 2007 than any more election. But put it like this, I just think Fine Gael's campaign here is weak. And I just think in Pelltown, in Thomastown, in Tullow, in Carlow, the FF campaign is stronger than the FG campaign. And people who are wavering between the two. And I actually think they'll be able to manage their vote better.
Yeah. I the way I've landed on this is I think there's two Fianna Fáil, I think there's one Fine Gael, and then into the last two, you're talking Sinn Féin, third Fianna Fáil, and the Green and Malcolm Noonan. And I see Malcolm Noonan's path being that those... Because there's... Remember, Cathy Funchen got a huge... She gets something at 17,000 votes.
So who are you calling
time.
It for?
I'll tell you in a second.
Like you've gone through a bit of an each-way bet there.
No, trifecta
of three people for the last seat.
I'm doing your thing of rambling before I get to the answer. You know, I've learned too much from you through this podcast. Where I'm looking at it is there's 17,000 odd Sinn Féin votes for Cathy Funchen. They won't get anywhere near that. And where are those votes going to land? And are they going to go to someone else? So I think I'm coming down two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin. And tentatively, not a great deal of confidence, Malcolm Noonan.
Good luck. Good luck with that.
Yeah, second. So there's one of our disagreements. Where do you want to revise next?
Well, I want to go to Cork East because I'm not making any change in Clare. Two Fianna Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Sinn Féin. I think the surge for Sinn Féin is consolidated. Donna McGettigan is my pick for the last seat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not making any change. I think Sinn Féin are going to get the first two seats in Kevin Monaghan, and Fianna Fáil could get the last two, and David Maxwell get it. Cork East. Cork East has troubled me greatly. Because there's geography, and I ended up with Buckley, James O'Connor, David Stanton, and Liam Quaid.
Yeah.
And suddenly I realised you actually have no one from the north of the constituency.
Sorry, suddenly you realise when I said at the end of our episode, you have no one from the north of the constituency.
Right.
This great revelation that came from me.
All right,
me.
I can see how this is going to go for the next 3 hours. But anyway, I'm taking out Liam Quaid and Sock Dems. I think they've had a sort of tepid campaign, no fault of anyone. I'm saying, surprise, surprise, from Rathcormac, getting the Fermoy, Mitchelstown and some other transfers, Willie O'Leary, independent, ex Fianna Fáil, is I'm calling him for that seat.
Yeah, I don't disagree here. I think Liam Quaid's star has sort of waned through the campaign, as is the Sock Dems in general. I still have them probably as the one in the favourite to be the larger of those three parties, but it's difficult and there has to be a candidate up the north in Fermoy there. So that is Corky's. Fianna Fáil will push for two. And they think they're pushing for two. They're really
absolutely
talking up Deirdre O'Brien. They're saying the O'Keefe machine has galvanised and rolled into town and is doing votes there. But you have to remember as well, votes were lost in the north of this constituency in the redraw, and that probably helps James O'Connor down the south in Youghal. So there we go. That is Cork East, the second of your changes. Cork North Central, any change here?
Cork North Central is, to be honest with you, this is the toughest in the whole. Four guaranteed, two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael. Which
sorry,
is still,
two Fianna Fáil you have guaranteed.
Yeah.
Cork North Central.
Sorry, South Central.
You're thinking of South
North Central.
Central.
So, 1-1-1-1-1. That's fairly straightforward. One Sinn Féin, Gould. One Fianna Fáil, O'Sullivan. One FG, Burke. And Ken O'Flynn, I think, are nailed on.
Of Independent Ireland.
And I hear Marr is going better than Kenny. And then I hear Barry is in and Barry is out.
Mm.
I put it like this. For the sake of not changing, I haven't changed. But I have literally nothing would surprise me if there was a recount and this went on till Tuesday and there was 50 votes between it. In fairness, there are five. This is one of them. I just find it impossible to call. So in instinct, I'll stay with what I predicted, just not to be changed in them all.
Right, not to be changed in them all. So that's five there. Yeah, I think that's there, thereabouts. It's very hard for that fifth seat. Very tough.
The redraw, like Ballincollig is in, Mallow is in, the city centre is all moved to the south side. Like, Art O'Leary, take a bow. You've really messed this one up.
And a lot of scepticism as to whether this constituency will stay the same after this, that Mallow will be parcelled off somewhere else, which is part of candidate selection that came into it.
Who are you calling the last seat for?
Labour. And yeah, okay. I just don't. I
do you think it's Mara or Kenny?
If I had to pick, I would pick Kenny because I don't think Kenny will transfer to Mara. Put it that way. Yeah. I don't think the Mallow votes will leave Mallow. But if I think the Labour votes in the city might come out,
sure,
to him.
We'll stick in alphabetical order. I can go this a bit faster. So I'm not changing from 2 Fianna Fáil, 1 Fine Gael. I think Fine Gael are on the decline. I think the Munster factor, both give, and I think the two incumbents are all in favour of that. But I think Michael Creed will get the Fine Gael seat instead of John Paul O'Shea.
Right, OK. Next down the list, we are looking at Cork South Central, and this fifth seat. Yeah. Is a real swing one. So we've got 2 Fianna Fáil, Micheál Martin, Seamus McGrath, 1 Fine Gael, who I think you call for Shane O'Callaghan, yeah. And then the Sinn Féin seat of Donegal O'Leary, all of them. Well, certainly the Fine Gael can be debated back and forth who the candidate, but we picked one there and we've agreed on Shane O'Callaghan, so I won't change.
So for the last seat, I'm sticking with Laura Harman, but with no great confidence. Pádraig Rice of the Sauk Dems is there, but more especially Mick Finn. He has the Bars Club very much out for him, and he was out of politics for a bit. You know, it really is a coin toss, that last seat.
Yeah.
But you have to call for someone, so I'm sticking with Laura Harman.
I've switched over to the Social Democrats as I think they've had a Pádraig better
Rice.
National campaign.
Interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I've gone that way. I like Laura Harman, good candidate.
I sometimes dismiss your opinions. I'm not dismissing it though.
There's one I get a little half tick gold star on. Cork South West. We had differing opinions on this during the podcast. I thought the final seat going Fine Gael. You thought Fianna Fáil. Holly Kearns and Michael Collins, we both agree, are probably okay.
Holly's campaign is starting to ship a bit of water, to be quite frank with you. I think basically Michael Collins will top the poll, and it is 3-2, and it could go either way. Again, I've said, because Fianna Fáil have one candidate, Fine Gael have two, because Fine Gael are on the slide a bit, I'm sticking with the three I said. But again, it's tough to call. It's easy to call the four. And now Nola Donovan is the strongest Fine Gael one. But I'm saying Cairns, Collins and O'Sullivan.
And O'Sullivan. Okay, no change there. Donegal.
Yeah,
this
I have changed.
It's a hard one. So there has been a change here. You predicted last time around 2 Fianna Fáil, 2 Sinn Féin and... You predicted the Micah candidate, Charles Ward.
I'm not changing. I think Sinn Féin have a really good campaign here. I think that Fine Gael's elimination will secure McConnellogue. Pat the Cope will get a seat. I just am not buying the Micah candidate, Ward, Stranorlar, Lifford area. Wrong area. It's not actually a Micah area. I think Tom Pringle is going to make it again.
We had a poll on this as well since we did the thing last, the Ipsos
Cahir
poll. TG Cahir poll had Piers Doherty 22%, then the 2 Fianna Fáil candidates, Pat the Cope at 13 and Charlie McConnellogue at 12, Pádraig McLoughlin at 11 and Thomas Pringle at 11 with Charles Ward in at 6 and both the Fine Gael candidates at 6. Their difficulty, and Fine Gael are conceding they're not going to take a seat here, they've split the vote
which
too
helps Fianna Fáil.
Which does help Fianna Fáil. I still do find it hard to see Fianna Fáil getting 2 in Donegal after everything that's gone on with the Micah and the Charlie McConnellogue being such a lightning rod for that. So I'm actually predicting slightly different.
What are you predicting?
I'm predicting 1 Fianna Fáil, Pat the Cope, 2 Sinn Féin and a Micah and Pringle. Not with any great confidence because I could see how they could wrap up the Fine Gael transfers into a second Fianna Fáil
seat. That
is
a big call for McConnellogue to lose seat. Like it's in a national sense, it's a big call.
It is a big call.
And not a wise one, in my opinion. But carry on.
There we go. That's one of those
Let's
ones
go to Dublin.
On Monday morning that I feel like, oh, I might regret saying that. But there we go. It's in there. Dublin Bay North holding the 5.
Yeah.
That we said.
Like the 5 silos, Sinn Féin, Denise Mitchell, Fianna Fáil. I do think Deirdre Heaney will be ahead of Brabazon. Nisha Murray for Fine Gael, I think, will be ahead of Toomey. I'm sticking with Cian O'Callaghan to top the poll and Barry Heenahan. I think there are 5 independents. Between them, they have a quota. Everything I'm hearing is positive for him getting a new, fresh, young vote.
Yeah, same on my end. I think Brabazon may be ahead of Heaney, but that's the only. Say one seat for Fianna Fáil regardless. Bay South is one of the more interesting constituents.
Yeah, I've actually hardened up on this.
Okay.
So I said Gagan and Batchik were safe, Jim O'Callaghan to make it, and I wasn't sure between Hazel Chew and Chris Andrews. The late surge for Sinn Féin, to me, has consolidated Chris's position, and I'm absolutely convinced those will be the 4.
Okay. Hazel Chew missing out in that instance. Dublin Central. Dublin Central is one of the most fascinating constituencies in the country. And I found myself thinking this morning. I never thought I would say, God, Jerry the Monk Hutch has run an okay campaign.
Yeah, but from what start? From a criminal career start, no organisation, no
press,
never appeared on a ballot paper before. I'm sorry, this is a media bubble invention. Get a grip. Like all you Polcors, you speak to each other, you dine together, you drink together, and you inhale each other's thoughts and recycle them. I'm sorry, the monk will not get elected. Claire Daly has a much better chance, is a much better prospective TD to be a voice for the opposition, to be a protest voice. So I'm saying, the idea that Mary Lou MacDonald would be dislodged by the monk is just...
I never said Mary Lou would be dislodged.
Okay, so Pascal, I think, will get the government vote.
Yeah.
But I think there'll be three non-government, I think. Now, so Gary Gannon, everyone tells me, is not safe. But I think he'll make it there for the soft left. But to be honest with you, I don't see Mary Fitzpatrick making it.
No.
Like, I actually don't see monk in the equation.
No. What do you think he gets? 1,000 votes? 2,000? 3,000?
I don't.
He won't be a factor.
This is the one constituency where you can get in 4,500 votes. So
That's what I mean. A small vote keeps you in long enough.
And
if you wrap up a Malachy Steenson and some of those other lefties, you could see him being in the
count. Is turnout.
Yeah.
Like, if turnout nationally is 65%, it might be 45% here. Mm. But, like, the point about it is this, that, for me to say Claire Daly was a long shot from the get-go, but Maureen O'Sullivan has done the work. I just think that this is not a pro-government area. It's a left-wing constituency. But I put it like this. I think Claire Daly, you know, if the monk gets in, I think it will reflect very poorly on the voters of Dublin Central. I just can't see past that.
You have been warned, Dublin Central.
Okay.
Fingal East.
Yeah. Now, Smith is not safe. So, Dara O'Brien, Alan Farrell, Smith, I think just Dean Mulligan has definitely got him under pressure. People said, Ivan, just take a look at that. Now, it should be Fingal South, right? Art has sent me a text to acknowledge he lives in the country, that he got that. He said the original drawing of it was East West, but they kept changing it and so on. But the bottom line is, I'm saying no change.
No change. I got actually a text after we did that episode from someone in Dean Mulligan's team, because you had said at the time that Claire Daly will be too busy in Dublin Central to actually help him out on the doors. And this person said, she never helped him out on the doors anyway. So that's not too big a concern for him. Fingal North or Fingal West, as it actually is, but the other Fingal.
Now, this is hard. So Louise O'Reilly, with the consolidation of SF, will get her seat. Robert O'Donoghue, I think, has done the work on the ground. Look,
for Labour,
Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are not hearing that there won't be one or other elected, Grace Boland or Lorraine Clifford Lee. I hear that. And I think it's the strongest of FFG versus Tony Murphy. And just because he's got the bigger area of Balbriggan and did well in the local elections and is going to get a smattering. But people say outside of Balbriggan he won't travel. I'm hesitant.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I'm bullish. I'm hesitant there, but I've decided not to change.
Yeah, so same as myself. It's a difficult one to call that final seat. I'm going Grace Boland to provide us a point of difference between Tony Murphy.
Okay.
So there you
okay.
go. Dublin Midwest, you have a change to make here. So you had predicted last time, I think, one Sinn Féin, one People Before Profit, one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, and one independent in Paul Gogarty.
So the change I'm making is... the only change, because Gogarty has sort of not got the necessary chutzpah that I thought he had, but I still think he's going to get elected. I think he'll be really transfer friendly. The change I'm making is, with not a lot of pressure, that Gino Kenny will not be able to resist the SF machine, and Sinn Féin and Mark Ward will beat him to the last seat, and SF's consolidation played there will get two seats.
Yeah, Gino loses out in that case and loses his seat. Dublin North West. This is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Well, you had predicted, I think, one Fianna Fáil, one Sinn Féin and Desi Ellis and Conor Reddy of People Before Profit.
Desi Ellis is a cert, despite the best efforts of Reddy and Gavin Pepper on both sides of the Sinn Féin vote. But I'm not changing. I think Reddy has something about him. I think Paul will be ahead of the FFFG battle, and I'm saying no change there. But I put it like this: I accept it's tight.
Yeah, I'm sticking where I was on that, which is one Fianna Fáil, one Sinn Féin, and one Sock Dem. I think Rory Hearn will hold the seat ahead of Conor Reddy.
He's definitely in play there.
Yeah, so there you go. Dublin Rathdown. So you had two Fine Gael, one, you had two Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, and one independent in Michael Fleming.
Yeah, no change.
I have one change here. I don't think Fianna Fáil is going to make it in this one, and I have Catherine Martin, but she's under much more pressure than we thought at the start of the campaign.
Yeah, I actually think Roderick is going much better than Catherine Martin. Okay. I've heard nothing from Rathdown that will give Catherine Martin fans any positivity.
Mm. Well, the camp are quite confident, but I did hear from somebody in the Greens who said they disagree with you thinking she's going to lose her seat, but also that you called her taking a seat in 2016 before anyone did. So
she got 4,000 anti-establishment votes, which she cannot get this time.
Now, this next one is the one that I have agonised over. I have not come to a strong opinion on it. I have made a call in the end. Dublin South Central. I find this very difficult. Where are you landing? And are you making any changes?
Yeah, I am making a change. I predicted Dara Moriarty of Labour would make it. I'm not feeling that now. I feel that the government will get a seat through Catherine Arda. I think that Fine Gael are not in the hunt for a seat, but the elimination of Mary Seary will secure Arda's seat. And so I'm saying my tip is really Hazel de Nortune will get it. Joan Collins will hold on. Inga Susnady will do fine. That was one of the complaints.
Oh, yes, we did get a complaint here. You've got a number of complaints in throughout this, and we shall be dealing with them as we go and wrapping up some of them at the end. But we had one in from Dahi Doolan, who made a very public complaint against Ivan Yates on Twitter. He goes, well, Ivan Yates of News Talk says, I'd need a map to find Dublin South Central. Someone tell the man I've been living in Drimna for 13 years and been a Sinn Féin councillor here for 10, topping the poll in 3 elections. I'm sure he'll clarify ASAP.
Well, I know, and I'm happy to clarify it. My source, I went back to my source and I said, you know, this is the complaint against me because all the opinions I give are recycled from someone else. I preserved their anonymity, which I'm quite happy to do. And they said to me, in 2 elections, 2002 right through to 2016, he ran in Dublin South East and he ran in Dublin Bay South, which is the equivalent of that, and that actually he's on the edge. So the hardcore areas, is it Ballyfermot, Kimmage, Crumlin? He's not in those areas. And maybe he might need a map for those areas. But put it like this, is he technically in the border of this constituency in Drimna? I accept that.
Right. So there you go. Complaints dealt with in, I'm sure, a satisfactory manner that he'll be very happy with.
And Ivan Yates' apology is, if you took offence, I'm very sorry.
With a giant, big, flaming asterisk next to it. Dublin South Central, really, really hard. I'm not sure the two hard left seats hold. In the end, I have predicted them. I think there's one government seat between Catherine Arda and Patrick Costello.
So give me
Greens.
Four names.
Four names are Angus O'Snoddy, the only one I'm confident on, Hazel de Nortune, Collins, and Patrick Costello. I'm sneaking Patrick Costello in as the fourth seat.
Right, well, that is the most ridiculous thing you've said. Right? You said things that are dubious.
So far.
This is ridiculous.
No, I think, and it's based on two Greens top the poll in this constituency.
And Michael Pidgeon did.
Michael Pidgeon
get more votes than Costello.
This could be, as I said, a case where the councillor elects the TD as opposed to the TD electing the councillor.
Okay.
But I don't feel confident about Dublin South Central. I agonised over it. I've changed it 4 times this morning alone. Dublin South West, you had all around the houses, basically. One for Sinn Féin, one for Fine Gael, one for Fianna Fáil, one for Labour, one for People Before Profit.
Yeah, I actually, Sean O'Rourke's son-in-law.
Sorry, I am entirely wrong. I'm looking at my own prediction. You had Alan Edge over Kieran Ahern of Labour.
Yeah, so I actually think Kieran Ahern will make a good TD. He's a solicitor for Rathfarnham. He has some very funny social videos, and he's Sean O'Rourke's, who's a mate of mine's son-in-law. But I'm not changing from Laharte, Brophy, Murphy, Sean Crowe, and Alan Edge.
Yeah, I think Ahern will edge it over Alan Edge.
Okay, and I'd say good luck to him.
Yeah, hard call though, very hard. Dublin West, any changes to make? You had Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin, Labour seat in John Walsh out there, and then Ruth Coppinger, People for Profit.
Yeah, I think Donnelly Chambers, Curry, and Curry struggling a bit. The wrong candidate, in my opinion, but she'll make it. Leo will get her over the line, I'd say. The one everyone disagrees with is John Walsh, and they say Roderick instead of that. The government say that. Everyone says that. And you know,
I say that.
Roderick is a fighter.
Yeah.
And I put it like this. Roderick and Ocean Smith, in my opinion, are the two. So if the difference between naught and two for the Greens, which in the context of 12 is still, I'm making the central point here, which is the tide has gone out, the road kill in the centre of the road. I am prepared to concede it, but I'm not going to change because I'm just that type of person.
Fair enough. Speaking of Ocean Smith, Dun Laoghaire, you have him losing the seat. Richard Boyd Barrett, 2, Fine Gael, 1, Fianna Fáil. With the Fine Gael tie going out a bit, is there, like, it would have to
there
be
is,
a bad day for
there
him
is,
not
no,
to get
no,
two,
I mean, like,
it?
No, no, Barry Ward's seat is with much more hesitation now with the slide. You know, it's straightforward, Carol McNeill. It's straightforward, Barrett. I think Devlin is going to be okay. And it's definitely Oisin Smith versus Ward for the last seat. Again, for pig iron, I'll stick with what I did because I believe in some sort of, you know, Brian Lennon Sr. say, you know, the futility of consistency. So I'm going to stick with the futility of consistency and stay with Ward, but not with great confidence.
Galway East, I think you're holding with 2 Fianna Fáil, 1 Fine Gael and 1 independent in Sean Canny. But Galway West, you want to make a change?
Yeah. I feel that the steam is running out of Grun Showings' campaign.
Mm.
I feel that the diehard soldiers of Destiny Fianna Fáil are not as enthusiastic about her as headquarters is and was. And secondly, I spoke to a really savvy person who was at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, not involved in politics, and they said, and you know when they do an intake of breath, you know what's coming, you know, it's just not good. And they said, Gráinne, lovely person, the Seoighe family loved, you know, Sheila and all of that, Gael Gores, you know, ambassadors for Galway. But as a politician, is she, you know, is that a suitable thing for her as opposed to likability generally? Mm. And secondly, I put it like this. So, first of all, my first thing was Grealish and Catherine Connolly were safe. Hildegard's a bit like Jennifer McNeill. She's actually not loved. They're seen as a little bit uppity arrogant, right? But while holding their nose, they're going to vote for them, okay? And because, you know, they want a seat at the cabinet table for the city.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, the change I'm making is that Mairead Farrell is going to get a seat. That actually the balance is such that I think there's going to be all the ones again. One Fianna Fáil. Connolly will be that Fianna Fáil. Catherine Connolly, Grealish, Hildegard Nocton and Mairead Farrell.
Yeah, this is another one where we've had a poll since we recorded it, and Hildegard Nocton was tied top of the poll with Catherine Connolly. So enough people would vote there. And that Sean Kyne had 10%. Now, this was before the
Sean
slide.
Sean has run a good campaign.
Yeah, this was before the slide. Noel Grealish 12, Mairead Farrell 9, and Seoighe and John Connolly were sort of tied on 7, with actually Noel Thomas, who's a former Fianna Fáil councillor, at 8%.
I'm told he won't make it, that his appeal outside the Connemara area is limited enough.
Okay, I think we're same on the prediction. So you are reducing that from
one less for Fianna Fáil and one more for Sinn Féin.
So we're same on the parties. I'm going to say Seoighe takes it over Connolly on transfer factor, likability, name recognition, stuff like that. But it's tighter than
it's just the Frank Fahey factor there for me. He's out night and day for Connolly.
Okay, Kerry is another one. Do you want to make any changes to Kerry? You're holding. I have one difference.
Everyone ridiculed my two Healy Rays, two Fianna Fáil. And everyone in Fine Gael said I needed my head examined.
Mm.
I'm sticking.
I am going one Fine Gael over Fianna Fáil after the other poll that we've had from Ipsos that had Billy O'Shea at 14%.
Okay.
That's my reasoning. And that's why I've gone that way. Now, Kildare North. I texted you last night and I said, give me the list of changes you're making so I can do all the numbers. And you sent me a list of some of them, and you sent others like this one where you just wouldn't make a call. So what is your final call? To go back to what you predicted, you had 1 for Fianna Fáil, 2 for Fine Gael, you had 1 for Sinn Féin, and then 1 for the Sock Dems.
Okay, so Lawless to top the poll. Rhea de Cronin, Sinn Féin, safe seat. Joe Neville, Leek Slip TD, safe seat. Now, for the last two, I think on balance you have to go and stick with Aidan Fairley.
Of the Sock Dems.
And of the Sock Dems. And so therefore I think if Frank O'Rourke had stood for Fianna Fáil, Fianna Fáil would get 2 here. But I'm kind of leaning towards the database of Durkin's 20,000, and I put it like this, without any confidence, I'm sticking to where I was.
Yeah, I think that's about right. I actually got a text from Frank O'Rourke after we'd done our episode the last time around, and he wanted to give some background as to why he didn't run. Fianna Fáil basically said, we're begging him to run, that they'd done an opinion
poll. They should
poll
have persuaded
him.
It's a bit like Noel Rock in North West. You know, just show him a poll saying you're winning.
Badger, badger, badger. But basically he started another business. He's moved on since last time. He got burned at the last election with all sorts of rumours flying around that were untrue about him, and that he decided to step out. And that's probably...
He might go for the Senate, I heard. Yeah.
Yeah, could do. Could do. Kildare South, I think you're sticking with two Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Independent, and Kildare. Leash is...
Mark
Leash
Wall just coming up short there.
Just coming up short. Leash, we're sticking one Fine Gael, one Fianna Fáil, one Independent. Yeah. Stanley.
A story of the election, Stanley to hold.
Stanley to hold. Limerick City, you want to make a change on. You had predicted Conor Sheehan of the Labour Party to take a seat alongside Willie O'Dea of Fianna Fáil, Kieran O'Donnell of Fine Gael, and Maurice Quinlevin of Sinn Féin.
So no change on the three sort of certs, Quinlevin, Kieran O'Donnell and Willie O'Dea. I think Frankie Daly will be the next, the last man standing for the last seat. I think he'll be ahead of Conor Sheehan. As I said in the original podcast, Alan Kelly had persuaded me that Conor Sheehan would make it. I just think this is, it's now or never for Daly, and I just hearing that he'll be more transfer friendly.
Yeah, I probably agree. I think I have him down as my final one. Limerick County, easiest one in the country. Longford West Meath, you don't want to make any change for the fifth seat there, that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil are fighting Joe Flaherty, Micheál Carrigy.
Yeah, I never felt Fine Gael would get two here. I said the Boxer would make it. I've certainly consolidated that Sinn Féin will get a seat now here. I'm saying Fianna Fáil vote could be down, but it won't. Like, the slide in Fine Gael is critical here. Mm. You know, the nationwide Harris Hop bounce, you know, well, call it what you will. I've always called it a honeymoon. It's over, in my opinion. That's not going to happen there.
Right, that holding. Louth is one area where you do want to make a change. And one, talk about a constituency affected by a campaign. So when we did this, you had predicted no seat for Fianna Fáil, one for Fine Gael and John McGahan, two for Sinn Féin in Joanna Byrne and Rory O'Murcu, one for Labour in Jed Nash, and then the Independent Drogheda based Kevin Callan.
I took a lot of shifting from the position that Senator John McGahan could not but win. And I was predicating that on Dundalk will have two TDs. And one would be Rory O'Murcu. Mm-hmm. So, first of all, everyone tells me Joanna Byrne for Sinn Féin and Drogheda, who's replacing Imelda Munster, is flying and will get elected. So that isn't a change from my point. But I'd be surer about two SF than I am about anything else. So Jed Nash is also secure in my mind, although he's crying that he's not. Now I'm sticking with Kevin Callan, and so therefore I'm looking, and I rang people who weren't involved in politics, and I said, what's the story in Dundalk? Oh, when they're collecting the kids from school, the ladies in Dundalk. Now, I didn't expect it in Drogheda, he wasn't getting a vote anyway, you know. And then when I heard that the party leader was chewing Louth today and was maybe not going to be photographed with McGahan.
Well, he threw him under the bus, didn't he? Yeah. I mean, he said yesterday...
Which is not a great look.
He was asked... He's been kind of distancing himself all through the campaign. And the moment for me was yesterday. He was asked, if you go to Louth in the last couple of days, will you allow John McGahan to canvass with you? And he said, I'm not sure. I'd have to think about that.
Okay.
That's well, that's I think that
means... I think maybe in that case means no.
Yeah.
So I think that... Reluctantly, because all my instinct of the last 3 years, I felt like John Cummins in Waterford, this guy is going to get a seat. It's a single strategy by Fine Gael to replace Fergus O'Dowd with him. And it's well thought through and the councillors are on side. But I just think the sheer burden of this video thing is a problem. And I'm saying Fianna Fáil get the last seat with Aaron McGeehan.
Aaron McGeehan over Alison Cumann, purely on geography as opposed to difference.
I've already elected three Drogheda.
Three from Drogheda.
You know, there can't be four from Drogheda.
Yeah. One of the last ones that you haven't told me what way you're going to change this one. Mayo. Or whether you're going to change this one.
So
you had, let's just go to the last one, two Fianna Fáil, Dara Cleary, Lisa Chambers, one for Fine Gael, Alan Dillon, one Sinn Féin, Rose Conway Walsh, and you had Patsy O'Brien, the Independent.
Yeah. At the end of the day, I don't know what's the story on the ground. My feeling is that Fianna Fáil's two are solid. My feeling that Alan Dillon is actually going to get too many votes for Fine Gael. I think he's going to top the poll by a long way. And I think that's there's going to be three weak enough candidates who you know, from Ballina right down to virtually beyond Ballinrobe to Shrule to transfer is a big ask. I've decided just for pure pig iron to stay with Patsy O'Brien. But put it like this, again, this has become a national issue.
Yeah.
Fine Gael's knife has been in Patsy. And you know what? They haven't stopped twisting it.
No.
Each passing day. But like this, the obvious thing is to say that Duffy for Ballina Fine Gael will replace Patsy. I actually don't have enough intel. There's 70 miles between one end of the constituency and another here. I honestly don't know. So therefore, if in doubt, say, you know, stick with what you did.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where, and for people who haven't heard the controversy about Patsy O'Brien, he's a former Fine Gael councillor who was expelled from the party, and they had never given the reason up until the campaign. And then eventually they said he had sent pornographic material to a female staff member in HQ. We got a poll for this as well in the meantime since we recorded the last episode. Alan Dillon topping it, Rose Conway Walsh, Dara Cleary and Lisa Chambers then 11 and 10, and Mark Duffy. Like, there's another 18% of Fine Gael votes at the bottom there, which has led me to switching away from Patsy O'Brien and to Mark Duffy.
Yeah, I wouldn't blame you.
Yeah, so that there's the call on Mayor. For the interest of brevity, we're going to skip through most of the other ones we have done the predictions on, and you are not changing any predictions on. The next one up, really, I think, is Wicklow Wexford, because this was, and a few people text me saying, you could tell how long the recording session had been by how tired you sounded and fed up in the episodes dealing with my crap. So, Wicklow Wexford.
No, there was nothing to do with that. No, we actually recorded 16 in one day, and we actually did this one last because it was supposed to. I've changed my mind here. Pierre Leonard, I'm sorry, you had an opportunity to be a TD. I feel that has passed by. You didn't put up posters. You didn't do a lot of things.
I think independent,
You know, the Sinn Féin brand will get Fintan O'Sullivan home. So I'm saying one FF, one FG and one Sinn Féin.
Right, okay. Brand Sinn Féin just lifting him
even
up
though,
into it there.
You know, he barely got into the council elections. I feel that's okay. Just to flick through, not changing so
just
Shea
before,
Cullen.
Just before we go off of that one. So you have, you predicted Pat Kennedy over Malcolm Byrne.
No, I've changed. Oh, sorry. I'm a Malcolm Byrne.
So you're on a Malcolm Byrne. So you've now got three.
Byrne, Brennan, and O'Sullivan.
So you've got three Gory candidates.
Yeah. I think the Sinn Féin vote will carry across both counties.
We'll carry them across. Okay, right.
And sorry,
I don't know.
The Fine Gael have only one candidate who happens to be from Gory. I can't see the arithmetic favouring Pat Kennedy, so that's where I'm at with that.
Yeah, that's a hard one to. What way did I come down on that? I think I still had Pierre Leonard in, but not with any sort of great conviction about it. Just in the thing of, I think the two strongest candidates are the two Fianna Fáil candidates, but I can't see them getting two out of three.
No,
but I think there will be a Wicklow side candidate because
that's a very reasonable point.
If they've designed this constituency to have a Wicklow South Wicklow TD for the first time and they don't get one, would just be too funny. So to whip through some of the others, Wicklow, you still think the final seat, Shea Cullen?
Harris, Whitmore, Brady and Cullen.
Yeah.
Wexford, I'm pretty adamant now. Brown, Verona, Murphy, John Mython, I think, is fairly secure. And no seat for Fine Gael. Like someone said to me, is it possible that in 1982 there was three seats in Fine Gael? There'd now be none for Fine Gael. And I'm afraid it is.
So to go to your final tallies then, after all those changes, and I'm trying to tot them up here.
Sorry,
now.
There's one I just want to say that I have a little concern about, which is Offaly. So I've called it for Carol Nolan, Tony McCormack of Fianna Fáil, who I think are certain. John Clendenin is, if you were to look out for one constituency and say this is the Harris bellwether nationwide, I don't think that Clendenin can get elected without some sort of a Harris bounce. And this to me is, will he get votes in Eden Derry? He's in Kinnity in West Offaly. He'll get votes in Birr. He'll only get them if Brand FG is on 20-something%. If that happens, he gets elected. I'm not changing my mind. But if you're sort of at 3 in the morning on Sunday night saying, what happened in Offaly, that's where the Harris hop is.
Okay. Your final prediction tally then. Okay. Fianna Fáil, 50 seats. Fine Gael 36, Sinn Féin 35, Labour 9, Sock Dems 5, Solidarity People Before Profit 5, 1 for Aintu, 4 for Independent Ireland and 29 Independents and Others. How do you feel about that tally?
I put it like this. If I was trending on that and saying Ivan get a grip, I would be trending down on Fine Gael and up on Sinn Féin.
Okay, and not
but
down...
I'd be happy enough on Fianna Fáil.
I was just going to say, because 50 feels very high.
Yeah.
And then I did my own tallies, and so where I've landed is...
My final ones, taking in all those ones we've just said.
And your indecision.
And my indecision. It's calling it for a reason. Here's my neck firmly going on to the block. Fianna Fáil 46, Fine Gael 39, Sinn Féin 35, Labour 8, Sock Dems 7, Green 4, Independent Ireland 4, Solidarity People for Profit 4, Independent 26. I feel I'm not confident in Fine Gael and I'm not confident in my Greens either, but I like to eat my greens, so there's a
yes. And put it like this, like all of this, you know, the way polls say, in the margin of error, between you and me is actually in the margin of error. Because some of these ones you can see, I'm tentative enough about.
Exactly. So there are our final predictions. One final mention we have to get into our complaints corner for Erin McGreehan, because you did say she didn't open an office in
Dundalk. I
want
to make a complaint. It's a complaint against Patricia Monaghan, who's now gone on to the BAMI territory of the how she suckered me into doing this again. This has literally taken 1,000 hours of my life. Never again. But I'm quite happy to say that she did open an office in Dundalk. I'm not sure when, but it wasn't 4 years ago anyway, when she was made a senator. But good luck to her, and for her trouble, she had a brick thrown through the window. Okay. Yeah. And look, that won't be a decisive factor. Anyone else complaining?
Michael McDool.
Sorry. This number rang me. I really don't take numbers that are not keyed in on my mobile. Michael McDool here. And we had a great conversation. And he said, on some of your dispatches, you've said that my son Hugh is director of elections for James Gagan of Fine Gael. I just wanted to say to you, this is not true. I said, oh, was he ever a director? Because because often people say things to me and you find it's changed lately.
Yeah.
He said, well, I don't think it's 4 elections since that's the case. What the Fine Gael are trying to do, I said, I didn't make it up, Michael, and I have great respect for Michael. I said, I was told it. He said, oh, you were told it by Fine Gael, don't you know? And I said, yes. So basically the point about it is that at one time, apparently 4 elections ago for a local election, Hugh was, but is not, and was not of late, his director of elections. And there is no conferring of a Michael McDool endorsement on Gagan.
On James Gagan. So that's it. That is calling it. That is 44 episodes down. We somehow got there in the end 3 weeks later, Ivan, and got through them all. We've made our predictions. Our necks are on the line. And now we see what happens. We're going to be doing one more episode after the everything.
And do you know what? In this, let's be quite honest about it. Anyone who gets, be it Jews or mine, 80% plus is you know, as good as he gets.
It's great going. Great guns. Remember all
40, and I do predict 50 new TDs. 50 new faces.
Remember all 43 constituencies examined by myself and Ivan in more detail than we did today, episode by episode, are all available now for you to listen back to in the final hours before you go and cast your vote. And when we are done, when the dust is settled, we'll be back to go through that final episode. Lots to go through before then. We'll be both on News Talk throughout the weekend. I'm going to be live on air from 10 o'clock on the Friday night with the exit poll, taking you through to midnight, and then you're back Saturday morning, bright and early.
Yeah, I know, and there would be extensive, everything you want to know, but like just in terms of this, I'd say that I may not always be correct, but I'm never wrong.
Spoken like a true politician. Calling It is produced by Mark Simpson, Jess Kelly and Aisling Moore, and presented by myself, Sean Defoe, and Ivan Yates. Stay tuned to News Talk across Count Weekend to hear more from both of us. And good luck if you are in a count centre over the weekend, if you're a candidate, if you're a journalist, if you're someone just covering it for the crack. It's going to be a long one and hopefully a fun one.
Calling It with Ivan Yates and Sean Defoe, a News Talk original podcast.
It's not too late to get in on regular NFL season action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. New customers can finish the season strong with $250 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.